Hello, and welcome to And Now We Write. This is a daily no homework podcast where we take 15 minutes out of our day to get 10 minutes of writing on the page. I'm just a fellow writer trying to improve my own craft and my own writing habits, so every episode I will write along with you, because the number one way to improve your writing is to write, so we'll write together. Whatever else happens for the rest of the day, we will at least have done this. So get out a pen and paper, or open up your laptop and get a document ready. Whatever canvas you're going to use, and however you're planning to make marks on it, we're going to start a 10-minute timer in about a minute from now, and we will have to be ready to go. You can use this time for whatever writing you want or need to do, but if you don't know yet what to write, I'll give you a totally optional kickoff that you can use to get going. This month, we're featuring writing exercises focused on dialogue and conversation, love stories in all their forms, and prompts adapted from Comedy Writing Step-by-Step by Jean Perrett. Today's exercise is focused on dialogue mechanics. Here it is. Write a back and forth conversation between two people who are trying to drive in an unfamiliar city. For the first two lines, put the dialogue tags at the end of each person's speech, like, "You're going the wrong way," she said. For the next two lines, put the dialogue tags at the beginning. For the next two, don't use any dialogue tags. Then put the dialogue tags in the middle. Like, "The problem with traffic circles," he said, "is no one knows how they're supposed to work." Repeat this cycle, end, start, none, middle, as the conversation continues. Notice how the placement of the dialogue tags affects the rhythm of the scene. Now, as always, this kickoff is optional. You can use the next 10 minutes to journal or to plan out your day. You can use it to brainstorm or to write a new page or so for a work in progress. But what's important is that we do write and we don't cheat, and we don't stop until the music comes in. So, if you're ready, put your hands up, shake, 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 hands down, 3, 2, 1, and now we write. right, gang, that is it. That is our 10 minutes for today. If you are on a roll, please feel absolutely free to keep on going. If you are squeezing this into a little gap in your schedule, then it's time to get your last couple of thoughts down and wrap it up for the day. This is absolutely one of the ones that's that I think I'm actually going to carry with me. First as a practice that I do regularly, and then as a skill that I'm hoping to strengthen, because I definitely notice as I'm forcing myself to put placements in different locations than I would sort of have the natural instinct to do, that not just the rhythm of the scene is affected, but also the content of the lines of dialogue that I'm writing for my characters, especially when it's when I'm putting those tags at the beginning. That's a kind of an unnatural fit for me, and it will be interesting to practice that as an explicit thing that constraint that I'm imposing on myself. So anyway, however this went for you, whatever you came up with, I hope your day goes just a little bit better now that you've gotten 10 minutes of writing on the page. Thank you for writing with me, and if you're not already subscribed, please do follow the podcast, and I would be honored to write with you again tomorrow. I hope that I get to see you then. Bye.